The news about the power outages at Kona International Airport came first from passengers arriving the night of February 17th. Celeste Walson is a veterinarian and head of the Seattle organization Courthouse Dogs, Inc.
We were told by the pilot the lights at the airport went out while they were taxiing. It was very startling to find out that there were no safety lights of any sort. And I had never been to the airport before, so I didn't know where benches were or columns. It was complete chaos.
Hawaii Island Airport's manager Chauncey Wong Yuen said the outage the night of Monday, February 17th, delayed six mainland outbound flights up to 2 hours. There was no lighting on the runways nor in the terminal. State Department of Transportation spokeswoman Caroline Slider confirmed this was the second power outage at Kona Airport within a week.
At 10:30 at night, we only have a minimal crew working, and they weren't prepared for it. There is a backup power system, but it's just not switching over.
Celeste Walson described what happened when they went to use the restrooms.
It was pitch dark, the toilets wouldn't flush, and we couldn't run any water.
Slider said the airport's division is aware of that problem.
What we are doing in Honolulu because of that exact issue is we're changing some of the toilets back to manual flush.
Airport's manager Wong Yuen has now purchased backup lights for immediate use. He's also getting bids to fix the generators, which are designed to power the airfield, the terminal, and the fire station. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.